check your watch.
Yeah, especially in 2 weeks from now.
Is that when we're falling back?
It will be the weekend of tree time, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yep.
Well, that won't be confusing for anybody. That's November 2nd.
Right, it's that weekend.
So, they're saying the rain could be out of here by the time they do that street sign unveiling for George Wendt.
Yes, the rain is moving across the area right now and could be done, you know, at or around the time they have that event in Beverly today. Yeah, 12:15.
12:15 at 92nd Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. I hope people still go out to.
Oh, I think they will.
Support George.
You know, he was so beloved here in Chicago.
Even if only George's family went there, that's like 1,000 people right there.
He's got a big family.
He's got a big family on the south side.
Okay.
And then tomorrow they're going to be doing, it's a private event for family and friends at Second City, like a memorial show for George Wendt. It's supposed to be some big names in comedy. We're going to be there. I'll be there with our WGN cameras, so we'll bring it to you. You'll be able to see it, but nice that they're honoring George.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very fitting. Starting his career at Second City, and then, you know, everybody knows him as Norm in Cheers and making various other appearances. You know, and every time I see that MASH rerun, where he is in it, I just think automatically, wow, there's George just before he was on Cheers.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is. Yeah, so all that. I'm completely discombobulated today, by the way.
So what's...
What's new?
New. Yeah.
No, I mean, I am really completely discombobulated today.
Why is that?
The key that opens up my desk, basically, you know, how drawers and cabinets and things, all, you know, they have keys. Can't find the key.
So you couldn't get in your desk?
I don't have any of my stuff that I depend on to do the show.
Oh, that's got to feel weird.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely discombobulated.
Where do you think it is?
That's not where I left it.
I guess not.
Want me to take a hammer and get it open?
I was going to say that's the next thing.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Break in?
Yeah. That would cheer me up. See, Jack knows how to cheer me up.
That's right.
Jack knows how to. Dean's in a bad mood. Bust something up like crazy. That'll make him feel better.
Got some reverb going.
Well, I've got like these funky headphones.
That's not reverb. That's feedback.
That's feedback.
Yeah. About 10,000 cycles, I'd say. What would you, Dean?
You think it sounds good to you, you ought to hear it in my headphones. Or in these little headphones. We have headphones just, you know, like sitting around in case anybody needs them, which I never wear. I have never worn them in my, Swanee, how many years am I here now? 30 years?
30 years, I'd say, yeah.
WGN. I wear my headphones, the ones that I like, the ones I like, they sound properly. They don't do this.
Oh.
You did that on purpose.
I did that on purpose. Yeah, so what was I saying? Oh, the rain. Yeah, the rain song. I've done that, I think, from my very first DJ job. Hey, I'm going to do something really crazy. It's raining outside.
You know, I can't come up with the name of the group that did the song.
I'm going to play a song about rain, man. This is Dean Diamond with you.
All right. I have to use the machine here.
What do you mean?
The fancy computer here. Rainy day feeling again.
The He's fortunes. Playing Name That Tune.
The Fortunes. The Fortunes. The Fortunes. Okay.
1965, everybody. I think. Is that what it
71.
Is? 71.
71. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a ton of them this morning, so.
What, the rainy day feeling or?
Rain songs.
Rain songs. Yeah. Okay.
in place of actual content on the show today, in place of anything that's actually interesting.
Well, we're getting some mist and some fog here because the temperature's dropping. It was in the mid-50s when I got into work this morning. It's right now 48.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Part of my discombobulation. The
weather?
The shift in the weather. The coldness outside. You know what it really is? The darkness, the cloudiness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Depressing.
I cannot stand when it's like this.
Yeah.
I closed every blind in the studio.
I was saying to Jack earlier this morning, we haven't had a really dreary day like this in a long time.
So dreary. I turned on every light. I closed every blind.
I saw that, yeah.
I don't want to see outside.
I walked by the studio and I saw all the lights on, the shades pulled.
I'm so crazy. I am so... While I'm doing this, I'm thinking, how nuts am I that the dreariness outside, I can't look at it. I closed all the blinds. I turned all the lights on. I don't have my regular headphones. I'm just like, I'm a mess today. And I think that speaks to how nutty I am.
I agree.
I got to go along with you on this.
Yeah, right? I agree.
I am a creature of extreme habit, and none of my habits are working for me.
Well, all of us are to some degree, you know?
Yeah. I actually broke down in tears earlier, though. I would say I'm a little extreme on it.
You broke down in tears?
I fell to the ground and in the fetal position because I was so...
Sorry to hear that.
Discombobulated. Is that a
and
word?
And upset.
Is that an actual
word? I believe it is, yeah.
Is that in the dictionary?
It could be. I haven't really bothered to look. I've used the word quite a bit, but and everybody else does, too. It's just one of those words that sounds good and very vividly describes being dazed and confused.
No. People on the text line are saying that I'm not that unusual. I would heartily disagree with you on that. people need their stuff. They need certain conditions. And all of mine are off today.
No.
Here's what I have to do this show today. This is very old school. I got a pen and a pad of paper.
Let's go back to the 60s.
Yeah.
The 70s.
This is like kicking it old school here today.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Here's the fortunes.
Hadn't heard that song in a while. It was good to hear again.
I don't have any of my cords, my plugs. My phone's probably going to die during the show today.
Your protractor, your compass, your newfangled device.
I don't have any of those things.
That's a good point.
Do not have any of them.
Shawnee, what are we going to do?
Well, we'll just have to...
Shawnee will have to guide you.
Improvise. That's all we can do.
Thank goodness it's a short show today.
Yeah, we're done at 11 o'clock, right?
It's my pain and misery, at least. We'll be over early.
Okay.
I wonder what OB would say about these working conditions that I'm under.
Eli said he had some new things from the game Monday night, which was a good game.
Eli has learned in a very short time
not to OB
how to cheer me up.
He's a fast learner.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm nuts.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. I heard you before. Heard you the first time. So we've got some pretty big tree time news.
Okay, go ahead.
We will have as our guests to chat with, and they will perform for us, the Ides of March. Try to hold your enthusiasm down a little bit.
No, I had to check something here. The Ides of March?
He's running the newsroom.
Jim Peterick's coming?
Don't pretend like you care now.
I do.
Yes, Jim Peterick is and the Ides of March. They're going to perform.
And the Ides of March.
Wa-da-ba-ba-da.
Oh. He was on with us a few years back. He came by himself and played a number of songs, including Vehicle, of course.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That'll be great.
We have several theatrical groups that will be performing for us. That'll be fun. I think we're going to have fun. You know what I was thinking?
We always do.
You know what I was thinking would be fun? Because we talk about junk we have at home all the time. Why don't we do a show and tell?
Hey, now there you go. We can bring in
items. A couple, two, three weird things from home. In fact, everybody should do that.
I think, yeah, excellent idea.
Even the listeners, if you're coming to our Tree Time show, it's November 2nd, just a couple of weeks away now, bring a couple of interesting things from your home for a show and tell segment that we'll do. And I know it's weird because it's radio and, it's hard to show some of the stuff.
That's where good descriptive language comes in.
That's where Shwani and I, being the professionals that we are,
that's the tell part,
can paint
a word picture.
We can, yes. We are experts in theater of the mind. With mere words, we can paint a fully dimensional photo of what it is. Plus, part of the show is going to be online. You know, we're going to be on...
Because of Hampton OB.
Because of Hampton OB. So we're going to be on the good old-fashioned radio the way God intended, from 9 until 11. And then from 11 to 1, we'll be online. I don't know if it's Facebook Live or some way you'll be able to watch and listen to the show online. So maybe we'll do the show until then.
Probably through the WGN radio website.
Maybe. Whatever that noise was, maybe we could do it through that. What was that?
That was a question from a listener, actually.
Oh. Fan mail from some
fan
flounder.
Mail from our Los Angeles, California bureau, actually.
Is that right?
Friend who listens to us all the time and asking at Tree Time, are you going live on Facebook like you did a few years back?
Not sure.
Not sure yet.
I'm not sure. I've been asking, and they tell me that they'll let me know as soon as possible.
Okay.
The exact way that we're going to do
it. How we're going to do it.
Whether it's going to be Facebook Live or...
That was very successful. People like that.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun. Because it'll be a part of the show where you'll be able to not only hear it, but see it.
That's the magic of radio, being able to see.
Yeah. Tell your friend to quit texting you, will you, please?
He just texted back. Just answered my question.
Does he know that you're doing a show right now?
He's listening. That's why he was asking. Yes.
I'm going to text Shawnee right now so you can hear the text alert come in. And then we're 11 to 12, we'll be online, and then we're back on the air. At noon, back on the radio, regular radio.
Until 1 o'clock.
That's what
I'm told. The usual length of the show.
That's what I'm told, yes.
Okay. Well, we normally go to 1 out there anyway.
Yeah. So we'll, we'll have the Ides of March. We'll have several theater groups performing for us. We will, there's never a shortage of fun to be had. Out at the old Tree Time.
Disappointed we won't. Well, we'll have the Ides of March. That'll be great. But yeah. It would have been wonderful to hear the polka band and everybody else just.
Okay, your friend is really getting on my nerves right now.
Let's see what he said now.
Yeah.
Oh, he sent the emojis of laughing very hard.
Ah. You got one of those mute buttons on your phone?
I do. I do.
Does it work?
I don't know how to use it.
It's a newfangled device where you can turn the external
sounds. I don't know how to use it.
I
just learned how to use the phone.
Jeez. What the hell are you talking about? Shawnee just learned that you don't have to have a rotary phone on the wall of your kitchen to communicate with people.
I just got a new touch tone phone.
Did you, Princess?
It lights up in the dark.
Fancy. So anyway, this is all November 2nd, and it's 9 to 1 out of Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. And, you know, we always have tons of food, you know, beverages, you know, a good time. And you know what? This is our 10th anniversary, I'm told, of doing the Tree Time show.
For the Sunday morning program?
Yeah.
So we started in 2015 then?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you can't find your mute button in the next 30 seconds, I've got a sledgehammer.
No, I've got it right
that
here.
That might or do the
I've
trick.
I've got it right here.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, time for America's favorite, the far-flung forecast, our weekly compendium of interesting facts and figures, and your presenter this morning, the one and only Dave Schwann.
The presenter. We're rather formal this
morning.
I'm
trying to class the show up a little
bit. Here is your presenter.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Richards.
Why?
Or should I refer to you as Dr. Richards, Professor Richards?
I don't think
you
so.
You don't like that?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so.
Well, a doctor in terms of a title, you know, not so much a medical doctor, but a professorial a title.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm getting ready to do word painting when we're at Tree Time.
Sure.
So when we describe the various items.
Get me to push you off of a cliff. That's what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. Friends, good morning, and get out your compasses, protractors, and newfangled devices.
If they're not locked in your desk.
That's right. That's right, because we're heading way out west today to Bend, Oregon.
Oh, I know Bend, Oregon.
Do you?
Yeah.
You do know Bend, Oregon.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Unlike every other town you've ever mentioned on this feature.
It's just around
the Bend.
The Bend.
Yeah.
Thought you'd like that. You see what I did there? Around the Bend.
Hilariously creative show today.
It's reason is because it's on a bend in a river. Formed in the 1870s.
You know what this is? What's amazing? This is the only thing that's on WGN right now. This beacon of information
it's on a bend in the river.
This is the programming that's on WGN.
And
right
it has
now.
Since grown.
It's on a bend.
And by the way,
the guy's desk is locked,
done?
And the other guy is.
Are
on
you
a
done?
Bend. I think I've got the bends right
I
now.
I think you do. Eli, take care of his microphone in there.
He's on a weekend bender, man. I don't know what to tell you.
It's in the central portion of Oregon.
Yes.
Or you may say Oregon.
On a bend.
Oregon, on the bend of a river.
Yeah.
And really is the largest city in its area there of almost 100,000. Here is why we bring up Bend, Oregon. Not just because it's on the bend in the river.
And it's fun to say.
And it's fun to say, but Bend, Oregon has the very, very last store that was once part of a giant chain called Blockbuster Video.
Huh.
There is one store left, and it is in Bend, Oregon, by a mom-and-pop type of thing. They take in used videos and so forth, and is really kind of a tourist attraction. People are curious to see it. And we mention that because it was 40 years ago today that the Blockbuster Corporation began in Dallas, Texas.
Isn't
it grew. It grew to, you know, 9,000 stores. It once had 84,000 employees.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And now, poof, gone.
Yeah. So it's down to one location in Bend, Oregon today. How about that?
That's good to know.
As the great baseball announcer Mel Allen used to say, How about that?
I'm glad to hear this because I've still got some videotapes that I haven't returned yet. So I don't even want to think about how much I owe.
I've got a couple of those myself, actually. Right. Bend, Oregon is on the chilly side, 44 degrees right now, partly sunny skies.
9:42, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Time for the Weekend Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Santina Wheat, Program Director, McGaw, Northwestern Family Medicine Residency, Northwestern Medicine, Delner Hospital, on the line with us. Dr. Wheat, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing very well. It was actually a week ago Saturday that we lost the Oscar-winning actress Diane Keaton. It was only announced a couple of days ago that the cause of death was pneumonia. And I thought, you know, let's spend a couple of minutes on that. You know, we hear pneumonia, we know it's serious. Can you dig in a little deeper in explaining what pneumonia is and how we can prevent getting it, what happens when you do get it, et cetera?
Absolutely. When we say pneumonia, we're talking about a general infection of the lungs. And it is sort of a catch-all because it can be caused by a variety of different things. It can be caused by bacteria or viruses or even fungus. And it's one of those things that, like a lot of what we have talked about in the past, can affect those who are very young, those who are older, and then those who have, for whatever reason, have a reason to get sick a little bit easier than others or immunocompromised. But there's things that we can do to try to prevent pneumonia. The general things like washing our hands, staying away from people that are sick, those are all things that we can do to prevent pneumonia. And then we do have lots of vaccines that are out there to help prevent pneumonia. And when we talk about the flu shot and the COVID vaccines, those are to prevent illnesses in general, but that often can lead to pneumonia. And then we have specific pneumonia vaccines as well to try to help prevent that.
How is pneumonia different, say, from the flu or a very bad cold? Almost sounds like the same thing.
It really can be, but often what happens is you start with the flu or a bad cold, and then it progresses to pneumonia. And so generally, it sort of gets caught up in your lungs, and then you have not just the cough and the fever, but you also will have chest pain and shortness of breath. And we can actually see it on a chest x-ray. We can see a consolidation in your lungs.
Okay. And so if you get it, if you're feeling badly enough, I guess you go to the doctor. But once it's diagnosed, what do you do if it's determined that you do have pneumonia?
So it really depends on what's causing it. So sometimes if it's caused by a virus, then there are some things that we have antivirals for. So like if you have the flu and we catch it early enough, there are some antivirals for the flu. If it is a bacterial pneumonia, we'll give you antibiotics. Sometimes if it's really difficult to breathe, you might actually come into the hospital and we give you oxygen. And then all of those things that we talk about in general, like plenty of fluids, medicines for your fever, and then lots and lots of rest.
Yeah. Are you contagious? If you have
you are contagious, yes. Yes. When you cough, you can spread the bacteria or the virus that is causing your pneumonia.
Okay. All right. Speaking of that, I mean, we are like right in the middle now, especially with this turn of cold weather that we're having today, in the middle of flu season, aren't we already? I mean, this is the time of year when things like this start to spread around.
We are certainly getting it. And if it's not the flu, it's certainly all of the viruses that are making their way around. I certainly have been seeing a lot of people in my office recently that are showing up. It is definitely that time of year. Just a good reminder to wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, and take care of yourself right now.
What about, is it too late to get a flu shot, or is there still time to prevent it?
It is absolutely the perfect time to get it. The flu season really does go almost all the way into March, so it is certainly not too late. I would go and get it now if you can, though. It does take a couple of weeks for it to work, so the sooner you can get it, the better.
Okay, and what about, you know, we talked so often about COVID vaccines. That's still important to get. I see stories popping up during the week where there are outbreaks of COVID in certain parts of the country. I guess we don't really want one of those here at all. The way that we can do that is by trying to, you know, stave it off, right, with the proper vaccination regimen.
Absolutely. I will just remind everyone that the importance of the COVID vaccine is not just to prevent the disease, though, but it's to prevent severe disease. So even if you get the vaccine, it's still possible to get the disease, but it's to really help prevent, get the complications from getting it, like to get the pneumonias on top of it to prevent from being hospitalized from it. And then, again, stay home when you're sick. Try to stay away from people that are sick.
Pneumonia vaccine, too. I mean, tying in with our conversation about pneumonia, that is something that you should also get vaccinated for, correct?
It is. And you might have heard in the past that you shouldn't get this vaccine until you're 65. But that guidance changed not that long ago. And so in general, we recommend it for folks. There is a series of vaccines for folks who are children. And then there is newer recommendations to get it when you're younger as well. There's a lot of diseases that you should get it for. And then more often when you're about 50, then we start talking about the pneumonia vaccine.
A really good question, I think, on our text line, 847 area code, asking, does cold weather have to do with getting sick? In other words, the temperature outside, does that lower your immunity, or do you still need to pick up a virus? It really has to do with picking up a virus somewhere. It doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold outside.
I think that's a great question. It really does have to do with the virus. However, when it is cold outside, our body is working harder to do everything, and so it's just a little bit more susceptible. But it is still all about that virus or the bacteria that we're coming into contact with.
So it is actually lowering your immunity a little bit.
You're just working harder to fight away those things. And then the other thing to remember is we're in closer contact when it's cold outside because we're coming in and being closer together.
Yeah, okay, all right. I've had an ongoing argument with Annabella Val from the TV show. She says that if it's cold outside, you get sick. I say that, and I've been telling her that you have to come in contact with the virus to get sick. So it sounds like we might both be right a little bit on that.
I will always say it's the virus. I just know that we have to work. It's just easier when you get that virus when it's a little bit cold out.
Yeah. Dr. Santina Wheat, more with the doctor, your questions, texts, calls, 312-981-7200 after this. There is just a short time left for Tree Time Christmas Creations Fall into Holiday Savings Sale. Tree Time's artificial Christmas trees are on a big sale in their Tree Time store. Come now for the best selection, but hurry. It ends October 31st. Tree Time's got a large selection of lifetime artificial Christmas trees. You'll find the most unique ornaments, lights, wreaths, garlands, and decorations. It's the Tree Time Fall into Holiday Savings Sale. Tree Time artificial Christmas trees are on a big sale off the Tree Time factory direct prices, but the savings won't last long. Now, don't forget, my annual live holiday broadcast at Tree Time is coming up. Musical performances, entertainment, lots of surprises and fun, and plenty of food and beverages. It's in 2 weeks, Sunday, November 2nd, at Tree Time. Plus, you will get my special Dean's discount that day. Tree Time Christmas Creations off of Highway 14 on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, the number one Christmas decoration destination. Dr. Santina Wheat, the Weekend Health, with us on the phone line. Start off with a text from the 773 area code. Is the pneumonia vaccine a yearly vaccine, or do you only get it one time?
That's a great question. You only need it one time, but there's a little bit of nuance to that answer, because sometimes you've gotten a old version of the vaccine and we have to update it just because there's a newer version that's available now. But typically just one.
608 area code. I tried to get a COVID shot at a recent physical and was told that they couldn't give them out. They told me I could go to Walgreens. Why aren't doctors allowed to give out COVID shots?
It's not always that we're not allowed to give them. Sometimes our organizations don't have them in stock and just don't have them available. And so that is honestly beyond me sometimes. But the pharmacies do have them in stock. And so sometimes it's just the insurance and the process. But they are there.
Yeah, very interesting. What is the latest version of COVID shot that we should be up to date on right now?
So there is a 2025, we'll call it fall version of the COVID vaccine. That is the newest version. And so if you had received the vaccine in the past, and this is the one that we are recommending that you get now, in conversation with your doctor. The way that the guidelines were written is that everyone over 65 should be getting it, and then everybody else should be talking with their doctor about it. Though I am generally recommending it for everyone.
There probably isn't a week that goes by where someone doesn't email or text me asking, should I get a shingles vaccine? And, you know, just based on information that I know from people that I know that have gotten the shingles, yes, you should get a shingles vaccine, correct?
Absolutely. And to be honest, I feel like the evidence for the shingles vaccine is just is becoming more and more. I even recently heard new evidence that it decreases your risk of dementia. So not just preventing the shingles and all that goes along with that, but to decrease your risk of dementia, too, sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad. Dr. Santina Wheat, always nice to talk to you. And we appreciate you joining us. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday today. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. Have a great day.
We've got some legit bear weather out there for fans going to Soldier Field today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, this is actually rather warm for Bears weather, 49, because, you know, the people that will go there, 29, it doesn't matter, 19, still doesn't matter.
It's definitely been colder, but yeah. When I go out there and take my shirt off.
Do you have the Bears logo painted?
I do have the Bears complete logo and also a picture painted on my back of Caleb Williams.
That's commitment right there.
Yeah, how about that for a visual image? Enjoy your breakfast, everyone.
Thank you so much.
So what are we expecting to happen today, Jack?
I think the Bears are going to win. The Saints haven't been that good this year, but you got to go out and take care of business. But I like the way they're trending. They looked okay after the bye week, but I think the coaching staff's going to get them all set and ready to play. Because I think the last two games against the Raiders and the Commanders, they don't win with the coaching staffs from last year. So I trust Ben Johnson. I think they'll get it done.
And this will be how many in a row then for the...
It'd be four. They started 0-2, and they could get to 4-2 today.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Rolling.
Love that.
Something different.
I feel much better about the painting I put on my back now.
You should. Oh. Wear it with honor.
I may take my shirt off now before the game.
Tarps
no,
off.
No, don't
Tarps
do that.
Off.
Don't do that.
I can't
please.
Wait for Hamp and OB to see me sitting here shirtless. There you go. We've got a million of them. Rain Songs Palooza today. Or at least this morning, anyway. I always liked this song, Schwani.
Oh, yeah.
You?
Credence? Sure.
I had it on 8-track.
I had, I believe I had the 45. I never got 8-tracks. Was records and then cassettes in the 70s. Yeah. But no 8-tracks. My friend had an 8-track in his car and an 8-track recorder.
Yeah, me too.
Also.
I still have an 8-track recorder.
Do you really? Now, there's...
If you want me to dub something
there
for you.
Is... Please, oh, boy, do I have things you could dub off for me. Hey, we could have a party.
What, like a mixtape party?
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be neat?
Sounds creepy.
Now, there's something you could bring for show and tell.
Yeah, my H-Rush player.
To tree time. You've That's got me singing. On a roll. I told Eli, I said, I'm thinking about all kinds of stuff that I can bring in.
Yeah, you may have to get a U-Haul for all the junk that you
have. I don't know if the Edsel will fit into the tree time area there. We'll leave it outside in the parking lot.
The big tree time show is coming up November 2nd. And we mentioned we have confirmed that the Ides of March are going to be there and perform for us. That's pretty cool.
That's great.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
That is great.
That's all I want to hear. After they do that, they can leave. No, I love those guys. Jimmy Peterick and Scott May and the whole gang. They're just the best guys.
Jim
ever.
Is a great guy, yeah.
I wonder what color his hair will be.
I think it was blue when we were there the last time.
Yeah, well, because I think that was the year the Cubs were in the World Series.
It may well have been.
But normally he has his hair purple.
Okay. Yeah.
And
what color are you going to dye your hair?
Do a ball joke.
Jack?
Yes.
You need to come up with. Oh, you are you going to be out there?
No, I'll be right here.
Oh, okay.
All right. You don't have to sound so happy about it.
I'll be right here.
I'm trying to figure out a color for my hair.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I think you should bleach it.
Bleach it?
I like the gray.
Okay. Yeah, frosted tips.
The salt and pepper look that you've
I have had. That already, but
very stylish.
Maybe just like one streak of blue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Just one, like down the center of
could,
the head,
or like you could skunk. Shave like a skunk. You could shave Dean's face into your hair.
How great would that be? Have a likeness of me on your head. So in addition, we're going to have the Ides of March. We're going to have a whole bunch of theater groups coming out to entertain. We've got food. We've got loads of fun, all kinds of things. And I was saying earlier that I think we should do this show and tell. I think it would be fun.
I definitely think it would be fun.
To bring like my 8-track... recorder. It's a player recorder. I have one. It's even something older than that, that many of you may not have any idea what I'm talking about. I have a wire recorder.
You have a wire recorder?
Do you know what that is?
Yes. It records on a wire.
Yeah, that was before there were tape recorders. And it's a little thin piece of wire that you used to record stuff on. We used to record stuff.
I think that was a wire recorder or a very early tape recorder was used in one of my favorite Honeymooners episodes.
Hmm.
You know which one I'm talking about.
I don't.
The Blabbermouth one.
That's right.
Yes, when he records.
He makes a recording. He makes a recording trying to apologize to Alice. And then he blows his top in one recording. And then he does it again the right way, but the wrong recording.
He sends the wrong one.
The wrong recording gets sent. Was that a wire recorder?
It was either a wire recorder.
That makes sense.
Or, well, yeah, mid-1950s.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And just the look on his face. You are a blabbermouth.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Jack, did you I love, happen to?
Oh, why are you even asking?
Did you watch any Honeymooners episodes since we last talked about this?
I did not.
He doesn't even know what the Honeymooners is.
Well, if you have the wire recorder, bring that.
Bang Zoom means nothing to him.
Or the phrase, one of these days.
One of these days. Bang Zoom.
I actually think I may have a rotary phone stored away in storage somewhere.
Yeah, if anyone who's got any weird things like that, bring it along.
Bring them along.
Bring it along for a show and tell segment.
We can set up a table.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
You know, just like the science fair in fourth grade.
Yeah, it'll be like school.
Yeah.
You bring in your ant farm. Did you ever have one of those?
I never did. I think I had a couple of friends who did. One brought the ant farm into class once with, you know, the ants making different pathways through the sand.
Oh, it's fascinating to see it. Yeah. We weren't allowed to have it because my mother thought the ants would escape into
the
house.
She was probably, she had a very good point.
Yeah.
I know my mom would never allowed that in the house. Farm. Never.
Do you ever have any pets?
I never did.
I don't
think
I've ever heard you talk
about
pets.
I never did, and I wanted pets badly.
Yeah.
My friend's friend down the street had a beagle dog, Skippy.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Skippy.
Skippy.
It's a good dog name.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you that from now on.
Skippy.
That's going to be my new nickname for you. Skippy Schwan.
Well, I know every time if you call me Dave, something's wrong.
Usually I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
Or David.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Now that's legal trouble there.
And you know that I'm...
That's legal trouble.
I've gone ballistic on something. Oh my gosh, he's gone nuts again. we always had dogs. We had... I'm trying to think of the names. It doesn't matter. But we always had dogs. And for some reason, I had a pet turtle once.
A little one.
Remember, you could go to the dime store.
Go to the dime store and get them, and you kept it in a bowl?
You kept it in a bowl.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know why we had those.
I had goldfish. Yeah. I just recalled this. I had some goldfish for a while.
Did you name them?
Sure I did.
What were their names? Skippy.
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Really?
No.
Oh, that would be great names for
No, I don't remember if I named them or not. But
we had goldfish, but they never lived long enough to...
Yeah, that's an unfortunate thing there. Yeah, sometimes they wouldn't live all that long.
Usually, like, win them at a carnival or something and take them home in a plastic bag and they're dead before you get
and
home.
And another friend across the street had a 10-gallon aquarium...
Ooh,
and had some really cool-looking tropical fish.
Yeah, that was fancy.
In the
I've got a beta
aquarium.
Fish right now.
You have fish?
Yeah, I have one beta fish in my apartment in like a 2-gallon tank.
Wow.
His name is Swim Shady.
Swim Shady.
That's fantastic.
He is like he's like light blue and red, and he knows that I'm the one that feeds him, so he loves when I walk into the room.
He actually knows when you're in the room?
He goes to like the corner of the tank and just waits for me to drop the food in. As if I don't feed him. He thinks, you would think he's a starving fish.
Yeah.
But I treat him very well.
Yeah. That's so interesting that he, like, visually recognizes you.
That really is.
It took, like, 2 weeks. Like, he was too stubborn to eat at first, and then he realized that I was actually trying to help him out.
Yeah.
And,
if I don't eat this stuff he's putting in the tank, I'm going to go hungry.
Yeah. Or the water would just start to turn a different color because he wasn't eating, and it would just, like, dissolve.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So he keeps it clean that way, too.
I love this. Maybe we should bring pets. Are we allowed to bring pets to treat
Probably him? Not. Probably not. I don't think they want animals.
He doesn't say a whole lot.
I like to see the fish recognize you. I like to see that phenomenon, I think.
I'll see if I can get a video for you.
They start talking to you yet?
I'll let you know when he does.
Okay.
Every day I check just to make sure.
Shwani, you're going down this rabbit hole that you want me to start talking about Diver Dan.
Hey, there you go.
Which nobody knows what that is either except us old people. This was a feature on a children's show.
Oh, here we go.
On the old Garfield Goose show.
It was on Ray Rayner.
Well, it was originally on, I think it was originally on Garfield
was it?
Goose,
yeah.
I believe. And then when Garfield Goose got moved, maybe it moved to Ray Rayner. But this was a special series, and the fish could talk.
All of them. And then there was Miss Minerva.
Yeah, Miss Minerva.
Who was a mermaid.
Mermaid. My favorite, though, was the fish that smoked cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, Trigger.
Was it Trigger?
I think it was Trigger. That was Baron Barracuda's henchman.
Wow. We are so weird.
What was interesting, though, is that it was a real guy in one of those old diver suits from 1910.
Right.
With the big helmet on.
Yeah, the big...
And then they were like puppets or marionettes, the fishes that would swim around him, and he would talk with them.
Mm-hmm. You act like
he was their friends.
You act like that was something unusual. Eli's talking to his fish.
I just want to make sure
you talk
that he doesn't have any powers or anything.
You talk to him, don't you?
Yeah, just look at him and be like, hey, it's just us. If you want to say something, now is the time.
That's how to do it.
Just checking.
Yeah. Got to make sure.
Do you have pets, Jack?
I don't. My parents have a dog. But I don't have anything with me, no. I can barely support myself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, we learned something about
each other
today.
Yes, we did. Well, you had a dog some years back, though. You're talking about a dog you took out to Lucy, out in Rainbow Beach.
Oh, well, Lucy was way before. She was way after Rainbow Beach.
Oh, okay.
Rainbow Beach is when I lived on the southeast side. That would have been my black cocker spaniel named Cleo.
Ah, okay. Good name for a cocker spaniel.
Well, you know, because the movie Cleopatra was out then. And, you know, here's this dog with these real long, floppy black ears that looked like Cleopatra's hairdo.
Oh. Yeah.
And Cleo would escape from the house, and everybody, all four boys would run around chasing the dog with lunch meat, trying to catch the dog.
You go down that block.
We put on a show. Even back then, we were putting on shows for everyone. Maybe Jimmy Peterick will let me do the Great God in Heaven, You Know I Love You.
Just like you get to do Happy New Year in jail.
Yeah.
When we
Great
do it
God in
life.
Heaven, You Know I Love You.
Yeah, you got to do it that way.
Yeah, man.
Okay, babe.
They're going to be joining us, the Ides. At the Tree Time broadcast, November 2nd, Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Some of our other favorite. You know he's going to do Eye of the Tiger when he's out there also, right?
Yep.
Survivor. But, it's going to be fun. It's going to have some great music, some great entertainment. We always have great food. And you know what? It's just nice to see the listeners, isn't it?
It's the best. It's the best.
Shake hands.
They come up to us during the breaks and talk with us.
They want to talk.
Yeah. They'll tell us about what they like, you know, what they always enjoy hearing or, you know, they'll.
And we ignore it and continue to do the show the way we always.
But, you know, there's been a time or two when we've had some listeners come up and mention something that they heard 6 or 8 months ago that
right.
just stuck with them. And
stuff that
we'll
we
have to
remember.
Jog our memory.
Stuff
about
that we don't remember.
That we don't remember, but right. they did.
Right. it's great. It's so nice to meet everybody out there. And all I can say is, Shawnee, to you, keep your hands to yourself.
What's that?
We don't have to deal with the complaints that we've had.
Oh,
every year for the last 10 years.
Complaints.
Nice to see you guys, but Shawnee was a little handsy.
I don't recall hearing anything about that.
I'll show you the records.
It's just like the picture of me with the red line through it at the security desk
yes.
at WGN.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's correct.
Sure.
I never lie about anything
sure.
on the show.
I'm going to verify this with Andy.
I'm trying to think of a time where I actually told the truth about anything on this show. If you have CarPlay, set up.
Degrees and cloudy with some light rain at 10:31. Good morning, I'm Dave Schwann. The news is sponsored by GreenTeaServices.com. Israeli forces launch an airstrike against Hamas. Sports, the Bears and New Orleans take to Soldier Field at noon today. And our pregame show with Hamp OB and Andy Mazur begins in a little less than a half hour, 11 o'clock this morning. Postgame at 3:30 here on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. Right after the pregame show, we have an NFL game for you. The Eagles facing the Vikings, and the Blackhawks host Anaheim tonight at the United Center. Pregame's 5:30, face-off 6 o'clock. Looking at WGN traffic, an accident now on the Bishop Ford. This outbound on the Bishop Ford before 115th Street. Watch for an accident also on the Eisenhower, outbound before the Tri-State. And on I-57, an accident blocking the two right lanes inbound at 107th Street on I-57. Israel has confirmed and launched an attack on Gaza this morning after Hamas had carried out a number of attacks against Israeli forces. Israel called the Hamas attack a bold violation of the ceasefire. In response, Hamas labeled the report Israeli propaganda. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem has yet to comment. The House in Washington will not be at work tomorrow morning. During a brief session Friday, the chamber set all of this coming week as a district work period for House lawmakers. Just before the session finished, the acting speaker also refused to recognize Democrats on the floor, calling for Arizona's new representative-elect to be sworn in. Adelita Grijalva was elected to her seat over 3 weeks ago, but Speaker Johnson says he won't swear her in until the government reopens. A pedestrian was hit and killed in the West Englewood neighborhood overnight. Police say a black car was headed down the 6600 block of South Ashland early this morning, just after 2 o'clock when the woman was hit. The driver sped away, and the woman died at the scene. No one is in custody. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. The rain will be moving out. We'll see some afternoon clearing, but cooler temperatures, a high of 60, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, and a high around 65. We have right now at O'Hare. It is 49 degrees. I'm Dave Schwann, WGN News. Next news when it happens. Next scheduled news at 11 o'clock.
You know that story that you had on the far-flung forecast earlier? About today being the anniversary of when
Blockbuster
video premiered.
Yeah.
And they had, what did you say, up to 9,000
stores?
They had
a little over 9,000 stores at the company's peak, and something like 34,000 employees around, really internationally.
Yeah, now gone.
Yep.
Except for the one store in Bend, Oregon.
In Bend, Oregon, run by a mom and pop there. Right. And they do a number of different things in there. Obviously, running videotapes would be a little tough to do right now. But they do sell some secondhand DVDs and that sort of thing and other items. So it's kind of a souvenir shop also because visitors go there.
I started thinking about other businesses that are, you know, that were at one time were the hottest thing around and now don't even exist anymore. Like, for the most part, bookstores.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's a shame.
There are still a few bookstores around.
That's a shame.
But people are either buying physical books online or reading books on their, what is it, Kindle? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The electronic.
Yeah, a tablet. A tablet.
Like a tablet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I bought a real book in a real bookstore just a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And intended on doing so.
Another example of that. Let me see here. How about Kodak? Is Kodak still around?
I think so. They do.
But film.
The film. Yeah. I understand that the company Fuji still makes film. You can still buy film at very, very select locations and online because there are still some photographers that like to shoot 35mm film.
Yeah. How about record stores?
Record stores are kind of making a comeback.
Are they?
In places. Well, you know, stores that will sell by and large used material. But
not,
you know,
like
still,
like for example Tower Records.
Oh no, nothing like
was
that.
Was a behemoth of
yeah.
You know, where you'd go and you could spend hours in there looking at, going through the albums, right?
Absolutely.
And now, yep. Good luck finding a record yep. store.
And you, sir, are old enough to remember the locally owned business here in Chicago before Tower, Rose Records.
Rose Records, sure.
I spent hours in there. Sure. And before I lived in the city, I would that would be the first stop when I'd come into Chicago.
Sure, sure. There's a Whole Foods store on Belmont and Lincoln. Belmont, Lincoln, and what would be the other cross street there? I don't know, but it's a, you know, it's a diagonal. Lincoln's a diagonal street, and on that corner, there is a Whole Foods store where there once, Ashland is the other street, where there once stood a Rose Records store.
Was there a Rose up there?
Yes. Big one. And when you go into this Whole Foods store, on one wall, they have painted a mural.
Oh, I've got to go in.
Of Rose Records.
I've got to go in.
Yeah, it's cool. It's by their coffee shop.
I've got to go there. Oh, that's amazing.
Good memories.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yep. Yep. Good memories.
And yeah, there were a number of Rose locations. There was one on West Madison, I think. And but, of course, the big one there on Wabash now. 214 South Wabash.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Was the location. Yeah.
Let's go there, and then right afterwards we'll go to Radio Shack. How about that?
There you go.
There we go. It's 10:41. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning on WGN. We've got some good stuff coming up on the WGN TV morning news this week. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be sharing my A-list interviews with some of the stars that I've talked to recently, and they include Kerry Russell. Remember good old Felicity? Kerry Russell tomorrow, talking about season 3 of her series, The Diplomat. Later in the week, we're going to be talking with Michaela J. Rodriguez and Joel Kim Booster from the My Rudolph series, Loot, season 3. We're going to be doing something special on Wednesday morning, October 22nd. We will be live from the new Museum of Broadcast Communication on West Randolph Street. You know, they've moved locations. They are rebuilding and setting up all kinds of new exhibits, with the special exhibit honoring Johnny Carson on what would have been his 100th birthday. They've got some special things. And you will get your very first look at it on the WGN TV Morning News Wednesday morning. The museum will be open to the public later in the week. But if you want to get a peek at what's going on inside, make sure you're tuned in to the good old number 9 on Wednesday morning, and I'll take you inside of all of that. Jeremy Allen White from The Bear is Bruce Springsteen in the new movie Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere. We'll share some of that conversation on Tuesday morning. And as Schwani mentioned in the news, today at 12:15, they're going to unveil a street sign in the Beverly neighborhood honoring the late George Wendt. George, who grew up in that neighborhood, passed away earlier this year. They are doing this honorary street sign unveiling today at 12:15. We'll show you that on the news tonight on WGN-TV, but then tomorrow they're going to have a private memorial for family and friends at Second City on Wall Street. And we will have our WGN cameras inside there. So you will be able to get a little taste of what's going on with that. So we've got a busy week coming up on our WGN TV morning news this coming week. Now, let's get to our Week in Theater segment, sponsored by Lyric Opera of Chicago, because we have an abbreviated show. It's not exactly a regular theater segment today. It's going to be our A-list interview, actually, for today. And it's somebody who has appeared on stage many times in Chicago. usually at the Chicago Theater, as a matter of fact. Aziz Ansari is a very well-known stand-up comedian. You know him from a variety of television appearances. And now he has written and directed and co-stars in a brand new movie that is called Good Fortune. It's actually with Keanu Reeves, who plays an angel trying to help this poor hapless soul that Aziz plays in the film. You know, it's not the first time that we've had a movie in which an angel interacts with a human. In some ways reminded me of It's a Wonderful Life, where the angel Clarence is trying to help Harry Bailey, Jimmy Stewart's character. There have been lots of angelic kind of motion pictures through the years. And this one actually is pretty good. I got to say, Aziz Ansari did a good job writing the film. It's a clever story. It's, you know, at times even a little bit touching. It very definitely is funny. Seth Rogen also stars in the film. And it's in theaters right now. It's doing fairly well at the box office. I don't think anyone thought that this movie was going to be the number one movie of the weekend, but it's, at the moment, is the number three box office movie at the box office. Number one is the horror offering Black Phone 2. Number two is Tron: Ares. Good Fortune comes in at number three, followed by Truth and Treason, and then Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst's movie, Roofman. Earlier this week, I hopped on the Zoom and had a little chat with Aziz about his brand new movie and also his directorial debut.
I expected to see like a director's, a beret. A megaphone, you know, like a whole director's, you know, Cecil B. DeMille kind of thing. Now that you're making your directorial debut, is this something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, you know, I directed episodes on my, I did a Netflix series called Master of None, and I directed on that, and I'd always wanted to kind of do a feature film, and to do this one, and have this cast with Seth Rogen, and Keanu Reeves, and Kiki Palmer, Sandra Oh, it's been a dream, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that your style, and the story, that like the whole package here is very Frank Capra-esque. That's quite a feather in your cap, you know, for a feature film debut.
Oh, that's very high praise. Yeah, no, that's very nice.
Do you see any comparisons? Because, you know, Capra's films were, you know, had very positive, important messages, yet at the same time were touching and funny. It's not something that we see a lot of at the movies these days.
Yeah, I mean, look, that obviously, you know, there are films like It's a Wonderful Life and other films from that era that were, you know, would deal with issues of, you know, wealth inequality and things like that, but they'd be really funny and heartfelt and would try to have a positive message. And yeah, this movie is definitely a throwback to that kind of film. And it's been awesome to have it be out after working on it for so many years and see, you know, all the great reviews we've gotten and to see it screen and see people in a packed theater laughing. And, you know, it's something that has kind of gone away in the last years with the pandemic and everything. There's just less comedies and theaters. And so, you know, I think our hope is that people see it in a movie theater this weekend and they're in a packed house and they laugh and have a good time and kind of remember that experience.
Yeah, not a terrible thing that to have these days, to go to the movies and get away from the insanity of reality going on.
Yes, it's a break from reality for sure.
Yeah. So what's it like directing Keanu Reeves? I got to think, in a way, you know, you grew up watching his movies.
Yeah.
You know, he had to be kind of a, you know, like a movie hero to you,
I would
think, at some point. And now you're directing him in a movie.
It was definitely one of these things that was very surreal, and eventually you get used to it, but you're right on. I watched him growing up in, you know, Speed, Point Break, Matrix, You know, he's an icon. He's a, I don't know why I said icon, but he's an icon of of film. And, you know, when I first met with him, I was definitely, I'd never met him before. And, he's just kind of, you know, one of these really big superstars in pretty rare air now. And, to have him be a part of my film, it's incredible.
I wanted to ask you about being a stand-up comedian, where your roots are.
Yeah.
Is it a hard time to be a stand-up? Just seems like every stand-up now has to be so careful about the topics that they cover and the things they talk about, places that they go, everything. Is it an especially difficult time now?
I mean, for me, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like, you know, I work on the material and the audience kind of lets you know. I mean, I performed in Chicago so much. I've been doing the Chicago theater now for like more than 10 years. And, I was there a few months ago and I have to just shout out to all the people in Chicago who have been so supportive of me and it coming out every time I come on tour. That venue in particular, that's one of the most beautiful places in the world. So, it's always a privilege to come to Chicago and to perform.
Yeah. It's a beautiful venue there. Do you have to change your material at all, depending on what city you're in, you know, the certain tastes in different places?
Not really. I mean, you know, obviously, like if you come to Chicago and something happens that day, you talk about that. But, you know, the stuff I'm talking about in the tour that I just did in Chicago, I'm talking a lot about, you know, how I'm married and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. And these are kind of universal things that kind of travel everywhere pretty easily.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Been a big fan forever.
Oh, thanks so much.
Congratulations on this. Really enjoyed the film.
Oh, and, thank you.
I hope you do many more and that the next time I see you, you have that beret. And
I'll bring the beret and the megaphone.
Yeah, the whole getup. Action, action.
There you go, Aziz Ansari. I did like this movie. Good Fortune is what it's called. Gave it a Dean's List B. So if you're looking for something that's just kind of fun, this is one that I would definitely would recommend to you. Quick correction. I had mentioned how there were similarities to this film as there were to It's a Wonderful Life. And I think I called Jimmy Stewart's character Harry Bailey, who was Jimmy Stewart's brother in the movie. Jimmy Stewart, of course, was George Bailey. So thank you on the text line for those corrections on that. We're going to be getting to Hamp and OB coming up in a couple of minutes. A preview of today's Bears and Saints game on the way on 720 WGN.